Don't want to forget to welcome all those that are watching over our YouTube channel. Glad you're tuned in wherever you are and whoever you are. We're glad you're there. Amen. Amen. Y'all praying? Let's see, how's it? Brother Paul Skaggs, preacher back in the day, probably some of you know him or heard of him. He said, if you're praying for me, I'll know it. And if I'm preaching, you'll know it. Amen. Amen. Before we start, Brother Jared Lyons, would you pray for me? I need you to pray for me. Amen. I'll give you some scripture here in a little bit, but I just want to ask you some questions first, and I just want to know, does anybody in here have any problems? Any health problems? Say amen. Any people problems? Say amen. Any family problems? Man, we're just a bunch of... Anyway, any financial problems? Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. Any car problems? Cars are nothing but problems. I know now why my grandma lived to be 100 and my granddad died when he was 93, because he never owned an automobile. Hey, walked everywhere they went, or caught a ride with somebody else, or whatever they did. And my grandpa on my dad's side, if you knew my dad, he was a bigger man than I am. But his dad was about the size of Brother Rick. And when he was 90 years old, he could take that cane and walk faster than I could as a boy. I mean, he just walked all his life. But anyway, hey, who would agree with me that we all have problems? I mean, even down to these kids have problems. And we might laugh at their problems, but they're their problems. Okay? Yes?
Could I say something?
Yes.
It may not be music to
you. Yeah.
But.
All right. So we agree, we all got trouble, right? Well, it don't surprise me, because Job said, Job 5:7, yet man born into trouble, as the sparks fly upward. He said in Job 14:1, man is born of woman's few days and full of trouble. 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. I got news for you. Life's not fair. Okay? Am I encouraging you yet? Life's not fair. We've got trouble by the score, pounds and pounds of trouble. But anyway, because of all of our problems and our trouble that we have day by day, I mean, this is Wednesday night. We all probably rushed in from work, except for folks that are retired. And listen, after you're 80 years old, it's hard. It's just hard. But you made it out here tonight and all that kind of thing. But because of all of our problems and our troubles, our faith gets weak sometimes. Or mine does. Y'all not like it, but my faith sometimes gets weak. And I saw in Matthew 26:41, he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. 2 Corinthians 12, and I'll have to turn over there. Look at that. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, the Bible says this. It says, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, For when I am weak, then I'm strong. So when we got all these problems and our faith gets weak, so where do we go for strength? The sister about preached a sermon right now before I even got started. Well, first of all, we come to the house of God. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, for as the manner of some is, but so much more as we see the day approaching. Over, I think it's over in Hebrews somewhere. We come not just for ourselves, but we come for others.
Amen.
To encourage others. But we not only go to the house of God, but we open the book of God.
Yeah.
Now listen, if they close every church, we still have the book. I don't know how. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this book.
That's right, brother. That's right.
I cannot.
Amen.
I look at this book and I see Jesus.
That's right. That's him.
See, in Hebrews, in the volume of a book is written of me. And I think I found the volume that he's written about.
Amen.
Him.
Yeah.
And there's only one.
Amen.
But and also I've got scripture says Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when troubles come and problems come and our faith gets weak, instead of looking to the world, why don't we look to God's house and to God's book. Psalm chapter 1. I didn't put this in my notes, but I just like Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, what will that do for you? And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of waters, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hey, I think when we get troubled and we get problems, and we all have them, we all have them. I've got my share. Mine are not like yours. Yours are not like mine. Mine are no bigger than yours, and yours are no bigger than mine. Hey, we all have problems. We all have trouble. The Bible tells us we're going to. Hey, but I want to tell you something. If you've got the Lord, you got someplace to go. Okay? Look in Isaiah. Now I'm going to get to the message now. I'm going to try to help you because we all got problems. Okay? Now we're going to go to the Bible and find some help. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse number 8. Preacher the other, well, I don't know when it was, here a while back, read a verse of scripture, and I've been scribbling stuff down ever since. Isaiah 42 and verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. If you look over in Isaiah 45, verse 5, the Bible says, I am the Lord, there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Look at verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. We're talking about the Lord. Verse 11. Chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning my work, the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He established it. He created it.
Yeah.
Not in vain.
Right.
He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord.
Yeah.
And there is none else.
Right.
Preacher made this statement, and I agree with this wholeheartedly. You cannot make him Lord of your life. You can't make him Lord. He's already Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. Go with me. This is the verse. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Now, you say, now what's this got to do with all my problems? You'll see when we get done. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. The Bible says, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. He's Lord. He's Lord. It says, thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, and all their host. Hey, he's Lord of the sun. He's Lord of the moon. He's Lord of the stars. He's Lord of the planets. He's Lord of the comets. He's Lord of the asteroids. He's Lord of the Milky Way. He's Lord of the other galaxies. He's Lord of the black holes. He's Lord of all that man's telescope has never seen yet. I'm telling you, he's Lord. He runs this thing. The verse said he made heaven and all that stuff. He made the earth and all the things that are therein. He made the seas. Oh my goodness. He made the seas.
Yes.
He made the Mediterranean Sea. Hey, he's the Lord of the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
He's the Lord of the Caribbean Sea. Or the Caribbean. Whichever one you want to sail in on your cruise. He's Lord of the South China Sea. And Chinese think they run that thing. He's Lord. He's Lord of the Coral Sea. He's Lord of the Arabian Sea. He's Lord of the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea, the Adriatic Sea. He's the Lord of the Gulf of America or Mexico or whatever it is nowadays.
Yeah, that's right.
He's Lord.
Yes, he is.
Hey, he's Lord of the deserts.
Yeah.
Do you know Antarctica is the biggest desert in the world? 5.5 million square miles. Only receives 10 millimeters of rain or snow a year. That's nothing. But he's Lord of Antarctica. He's Lord of the Arctic Desert. He's Lord of the Sahara Desert. He's Lord of the Arabian Desert, the Gobi Desert, the Patagonia Desert, the Great Victoria Desert in Australia, the Great Basin in Nevada and Utah. He's the Lord of Mojave Desert. I'm telling you, he's Lord.
Right. Yes.
He's Lord. He's Lord of the rivers. He's Lord of the Mississippi, the New River, the Ohio River, the Nile River, the Amazon, the Yangtze, the Yellow, the Congo, the Danube, the Niger. He's Lord.
Yes.
He's Lord of the Zambezi, the Rio Grande, the Missouri, the Rhine, the Indus, the Ganges, the Euphrates, and any other river you can name, he's Lord. He's Lord of the mountains, the Appalachians and the Andes and the great dividing range in Australia. The Atlas Mountains, the Ural Mountains, the Himalaya Mountains. Hey, He's Lord. He's Lord of that one over there in the Himalayas that's trying to climb all the time. You know Everest? And all them people go up that thing and climb to the top and hey, hooray. Guess who's higher than that? Because He's Lord. He's Lord of the Alps and He's Lord of the Rocky Mountains. Hey, He's Lord. He's Lord of the valleys, the Yosemite Valley. There was this valley in Switzerland, the Lauterbrunnen, has 22 waterfalls in it. He's Lord of that one too. He's Lord of the Grand Canyon. He's Lord of the Valley of the Kings where all the pharaohs are buried. He's Lord. Hey, there's a Valley of Flowers in India. There's a Valley of Geysers in Russia, but He's Lord of those too. Hey, did you know He's Lord of the United States? And Canada, and Mexico, and Russia, and China, and Vatican City, smallest country in the world, but He's Lord of that one too.
Yes.
Send the Pope word. He's Lord. He's Lord of the lakes, Superior, and Huron, and Michigan, and Erie, and Ontario, and Great Salt Lake, and Victoria Lake in Africa. He's Lord of that. He's Lord of the oceans, Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, the Arctic, and the Southern. He's Lord of all those things. Hey, you know, He's Lord of the animals. He's Lord of the elephants and the ants. He's Lord of the cows and the chickens and the sheep and the goats and the deer and the possums and the squirrels and the rabbits. He's Lord. He's Lord of the birds. The Lord is amazing. Have you just looked at pictures of all the birds in the world? The beautiful colors and shapes and sizes. Hey, I'm telling you kids, if you got trouble, I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm going to tell you where you can find some help.
Amen.
Yeah. You say, what are you talking about? Hey, He's Lord of the hummingbird and ostrich.
Yeah.
He's Lord of the eagle.
Amen.
And of the raven and of the dove and the hawk. He's Lord of all of it.
Yes.
You don't think He is? When Noah went into the ark, Noah didn't put all the animals in there. God brought them to him. The animals obeyed Him. Because He's Lord. The sea, the winds and the seas obey Him because He's Lord. The trees wave their branches at Him because He's Lord. I sit down there beside the river about every day and I see that water crashing down over those rocks and that water crashing down over there is praising the Lord. Those waves, go down to the beach sometime and watch those waves coming in on the beach. They've been coming in ever since He started them in motion. They'll go over there across yonder and hit the beach over in Europe and Africa, and then they come back over here and they'll hit the beach in the United States and Canada and South America, and it's back and forth, just like He told them to, because He's Lord. And He says, as far as you can come, because He's Lord. He's Lord of the weather. I got to doing all this, and I had to ask the Lord to forgive me for complaining about the weather. You do know whatever we get, He sends us. And if we complain about it being too hot, we're complaining to the one that sent it. I understand there's weather we find more desirable than others, but I'm going to try not to complain about it because the good Lord gave it to us. We could be dead and not feel any of it. Anyhow, He's Lord of the thunderstorms. He's Lord of the thunder and the lightning and the hail and the sunshine and the snow and the ice and the rain and the wind. He's Lord of the hurricanes. He's Lord of the tornadoes. He's Lord of the floods. He's Lord of the drought. He's Lord of the heat. He's Lord of the cold. Hey, He's Lord. I'm trying to tell you, He's Lord.
Amen.
He's Lord. By the way, He's Lord of Donald Trump. He's Lord of Joe Biden, of Barack Hussein Obama, of George Bush. He's Lord of Bill Clinton. He's Lord of Vladimir Putin. He's Lord of whatever that Chinese guy is. He spells his name funny. XI something, I don't know. He's Lord. Hey, listen, I like this one. He's Lord of the Congress. He's Lord of the Senate. He's Lord of the House. He's Lord of the Supreme Court. He's Lord of the Ayatollah, whoever Khomeini over there in Iran is. He's Lord of the Pope. He is Lord. He is Lord. So where do we go for strength? I think if the Lord can do all that, reckon He could take care of us? Here's what I want to ask you. Do you read your Bible? Do you believe your Bible? Then why don't we do what He says over there in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, where He says to bring the tithes into the storehouse. And then on down there He says, prove me. Prove me. Prove me. He said, prove me. If you bring your tithe, He said, I'll pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. Now, my name's not Mike Murdoch, okay? And I'm not talking about if you bring your tithes, if you bring a $100 bill and give it to the church, He's going to give you $1,000. If you bring your tithes down to the church house, He'll give you a spiritual blessing. He'll bless your life. He'll bless you. And by the way, I'd rather have $9 with a blessing as $10 with a curse any day of the week and twice on Sunday, okay? But anyhow, hey, let me tell you something. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5 tells us there's one Lord. There's one Lord who's Lord over all of creation. He's Lord over the whole kit and caboodle. All right? So I want to just do a little. You got your Bibles with you? Think we can look up a few verses? Brother Rick taught me this, okay? See, my words don't mount the hill of beans. But these wonderful words of life, words of faith and beauty, listen, they're pure words. What Psalm tells us in Psalm 19? They're pure words. Amen. As Psalm 12 tells us the same thing. But let's start over. Let's go to the Psalms, okay? I always like to go to the Psalms and see what the psalmist has to say. Everybody loves Psalms, don't they? Yeah. Say amen right there. Psalm chapter 9. Job, Psalms after Job, isn't it? Okay. Let me ask you young folks a question. Like under 20 years old. Is there anybody in here can say all the Bible, 66 books backward? Huh? I just wonder if somebody in here can do it. They're not going to admit now because they're afraid I'm going to say do it. But I'm not. I just wonder if you can. Because I can't. I mean, I could do it slow, but not, you know. Psalm 9, chapter 9, and verse 9. The Bible says, the Lord. I'm telling you, if you got trouble, you got problems, you got things, go to the Lord. Because the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Imagine that. What I'm trying to tell you is, when you got trouble and you got problems, where do you go to find help? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Get your face in the book and off of the Facebook.
Amen.
Get it in the book and off of the cell phone.
Amen.
Amen. I have a cell phone. I've got a computer and all that kind of stuff. But, honey, I hate them. You want to know where my cell phone's at? It's home. It don't come to church with me often. I hear no amens right there. Preacher was talking the other day. Said nobody ever forgot their cell phone on the church pew. I beg to differ. I think Jared had to bring me mine the other night because I left it laying over there. Anyhow, that's just because I'm all right. Psalm 27. Where could I go but to the Lord? Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place, secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. You say, who's that? The Lord. Look at Psalm 32 and verse 7. Psalm 32 and verse 7. It says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Psalm 34 verse 6. Psalm 34 verse 6. The Bible says, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all his troubles. You say, you really believe that?
Yeah.
I asked you, did you read your Bible and do you believe your Bible? I think I read that and I didn't make those words up. They're there.
Amen.
They'll only help you. They'll only help you if you get them in there. I mean, and you got to believe it. Prove the Lord.
Yeah.
Prove the Lord. Say, Lord, you said you'd help me. Right there it is. I mean, when you start quoting in Scripture, you ever do that, sister? Did you ever quote the Lord's Scripture? Say, Lord, you said it. Verse 17 in chapter 34, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And by the way, if you check it out, David wrote most of these Psalms. And he wasn't exactly living the life of Riley when he wrote them. I mean, most of the time he was running from Saul and hiding in caves and sleeping with a rock for a pillar or something like that. Amen. Amen. You say, well, that's all that. Hey, you find out where he was at when he wrote these Psalms. Yeah. Psalm 46 and verse 1. Psalm 46 and verse 1. And I'm just giving you, I'm just hop, skipping, and jumping. And I'm not going to go through the whole Bible, but if I went through there and got, I looked up the word, how many times the Lord's in the Bible, and I wish I'd have wrote it down. But it was thousands. And now they're not all pertaining to the Lord helping us, but probably half of them does. I'm going to give you maybe 30 verses. I could give you 300. You just got to get them. Get them. Get them in there. Get them in there. Psalm 46, verse 1. Let me get over there. The Bible says, God is our refuge and a strength, a very present, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 60. Let's jump over to Psalm number 60. And verse number 11. The Bible says, give us, let's back up to verse 6. God has spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine hand. Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, Philistia triumph. Thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hast cast off, and thou, O God, which didst not give out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. Psalm 86 and verse number 7. Psalm 86 and verse number 7. The Bible says there, Well, let's back up to verse 6 and get the Lord in the thing here. Sister Hope told us a while ago, said get him in on it. Get him in on our problems. Get him in on our trouble. Give him to the Lord. Cast your, 1 Peter, cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. You say, why you memorize these verses? Because they help me. They'll help you. Where do I go in time of trouble? Psalm, was it 86, verse 7? In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Psalm 107. Oh, we love Psalm 107, don't we? Them poor Israelites. They were always getting in trouble. Before you get too harsh on them, we're just like them. But verse 6, it says, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And then they got in trouble again in verse 13. They cried again. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And then they got in trouble, and he called on him again in verse 19. It says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. And then he got in trouble again.
Yeah.
Read the Psalm sometime. It says in verse 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. And verse 31, I got to read that. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 108, verse 12. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. I believe I heard that twice already in the last four verses. Vain is the help of man. Psalm 124 and verse 8. I hope you're not getting bored with me. Psalm 124 and verse number 8. Hey, don't get bored with the Word of God. 124 and verse number 8. Our help, here it is. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. He's Lord. And he's our helper. He's our helper. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Everybody knows that one. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We could go on. We could go on. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. Back up there. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom.
Yeah.
Why are we... Hey! Lee Robertson. Old preacher from down in Tennessee. Chattanooga. At Temple Baptist College. Which I think it's not even there now. But thousands saved under his ministry. I've heard Pastor Clarence Sexton say this dozens and dozens of times. Said every time he'd have trouble and he'd go to Brother Robertson would say, trust in the Lord. You got to trust in the Lord. You got to trust in the Lord. That's what I'm telling you. That's all I'm telling you tonight. Where do you go when you have trouble? Trust in the Lord. Go to the Word of God, to the house of God. Chapter 3, verse 26, Proverbs. The Bible says, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Chapter 12, verse 2 of Proverbs. Chapter 12, verse 2 in the book of Proverbs. It says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a wicked man, a wicked devices will he condemn. Hey, the Lord will give us, he's our refuge. He's our strength. He'll give us favor. Hey, listen, chapter 18 and verse 10. Chapter 18 and verse 10. Proverbs. The Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it. And is safe. And is safe. Hey, the Lord that made the heavens and the earth and created all this and is in control of everything, did you know he's the one that saves us? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. The same Lord that we talked about that created the world, the mountains, the streams, the valleys, the hills, the people, everything in it. The same Lord that's in control of the weather and the stars and the moon and the earth and everything is the same Lord that saves us. Romans 10, or what did I say? 10, 9 and 10, everybody knows these verses. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. The Bible, hey, we don't want, there's only one Lord. You say, is that the Lord God, the Father, or Lord Jesus, or the Spirit? Yes. There's only one. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hey, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, if you've called on the name of the Lord, saved, trust him, trust the Lord, read your Bible. Hey, listen, I want to read this whole chapter to you, but I don't guess I will. Colossians chapter 1. I like that part in there where it says in verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now listen, I've told you all this. I went through all those rivers and streams and mountains and valleys and birds and bees and animals and fish and people and all that. He's Lord over all. He is Lord. I told you all this, and I want to end with this. I want to give you one verse, and I hope it'll help you. Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33. I don't know about you, but it helped me. Isaiah 33 and verse 22. Are you there? For the Lord is our judge. So don't worry about man. The Lord's our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. I'm telling you, life's a few days and full of trouble. We have problems on every hand. Our country's a mess. We need to pray for our country. The world's a mess. But hallelujah, Sister Hope. He's coming back. But until then, trust in the Lord. He'll help you. He'll help you in all your troubles. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time you've allowed us to spend together around your word. Lord, take your word, please take your word and bless it to our hearts. May it strengthen your people. In Jesus' name we ask, and amen.